Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 79, Methylprednisolone Shortage Alternatives. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode79. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating using real-time messaging. I invite you to join me and the hundreds of other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. If you haven't been hit by the methylprednisolone shortage yet, get ready. It looks like it may be coming to a pharmacy near you. According to the ASHP Drug Shortage Bulletin, 40 and 125 milligram vials of methylprednisolone are in short supply. Pfizer appears to be experiencing a manufacturing delay, and the company Fresenius Kabi states the reason for the shortage is increased demand. This isn't the first time we've faced a shortage of methylprednisolone. It's happened at least in 2011 and 2014. Can an equivalent dose of another corticosteroid be substituted? Dexamethasone is probably the steroid most similar to methylprednisolone. Compared to methylprednisolone, dexamethasone also has no mineralocorticoid activity, but it is a bit longer acting. Finding a steroid equivalency chart is pretty easy, and I have one linked up in the show notes. In this episode, I'll review the evidence behind some alternative corticosteroids. For patients with a COPD exacerbation, methylprednisolone was compared to dexamethasone in a 2003 trial. There was an obvious improvement in symptoms after days 1 through 3 in all 71 patients in the methylprednisolone group, with their wheezing being distinctly reduced or disappearing entirely. The maximum benefit that occurred in the methylprednisolone group was considerably higher than that of the dexamethasone group. The predicted FEV1% in the methylprednisolone group increased from 46 to 67, compared with an increase in the dexamethasone group from 50 to 58, and the difference was statistically significant. The authors concluded an adequate and tapering dose of methylprednisolone used in exacerbations of COPD can relieve the inflammatory reaction in airways and reduce airway spasm more promptly than dexamethasone. And methylprednisolone has also been compared to hydrocortisone in patients with COPD. This study, also in the show notes, was done in 2011. Baseline characteristics between the two groups were comparable. Mortality, need for mechanical ventilation, and acute exacerbation within 2 weeks of discharge was not significantly different between the two groups. However, at 2 weeks, the group who received methylprednisolone did show significant improvement over the hydrocortisone group in terms of FEV1 and PEF. Most IV methylprednisolone use for COPD can probably be converted to an oral corticosteroid. A Cochrane review from 2014 concluded there's no difference between oral and IV corticosteroid use in patients with COPD. Asthma treatment guidelines make no differentiation between prednisone, prednisolone, and methylprednisolone. For patients unable to take oral corticosteroids, it appears that hydrocortisone in adults and dexamethasone in pediatric patients is acceptable. For hydrocortisone, 52 adults with severe acute asthma were treated with either IV hydrocortisone or prednisolone, and there was no difference in their peak flow measurements 24 hours after admission. And for dexamethasone in children, a single dose of dexamethasone was found to be equivalent to prednisolone, 2 mg/kg/day in 2 divided doses for 5 days in terms of symptom resolution. Now, these aren't direct comparisons with methylprednisolone, but they do support IV use of hydrocortisone or dexamethasone for those conditions. Now, I was surprised to find out that for high-dose and pulse-dose corticosteroids, there is some evidence for using dexamethasone for many conditions that need these high doses of corticosteroids. Now, according to ASHP, the large 1-gram vials of methylprednisolone are not currently affected by the shortage, but if the shortage of smaller vials persists, I'd be on the lookout for the larger vials to go into short supply as well. For multiple sclerosis, the National MS Society says, although the steroid most often used to treat relapses is IV methylprednisolone, other options may also be appropriate. For example, comparable doses of IV dexamethasone could be substituted for IV methylprednisolone. Although comparative trials have not been done, dexamethasone is a reasonable alternative if methylprednisolone is unavailable or for other reasons such as a previous allergic reaction to methylprednisolone. Patients on dexamethasone may experience fewer overall side effects due to its relative lack of mineralocorticoid effects and consequently lower sodium retention than seen with other steroids. Now, if needed, the oral dose of dexamethasone is 176 milligrams per day for an exacerbation, according to the National MS Society. In terms of immune thrombocytopenia, or ITP, high-dose dexamethasone can be considered 40 milligrams daily, although this has not been compared to IV methylprednisolone in patients who are actively bleeding. And for lupus nephritis, prospective evidence for alternative IV steroids is not existent, but countries such as India that do not have access to methylprednisolone as easily suggest that dexamethasone is an appropriate alternative. In summary, COPD exacerbations appear to be the condition where substituting another corticosteroid for methylprednisolone may be least desirable. With supplies of IV methylprednisolone low, I'd conserve use for patients with COPD who are unable to take oral steroids. If I run out of methylprednisolone completely, I'd substitute hydrocortisone 200 milligrams IV every 6 hours for the standard regimen of methylprednisolone 40 milligrams IV every 6 hours for those patients with a COPD exacerbation. If you have an alternative to methylprednisolone for another indication, I'd really appreciate it if you would add it to the comment section in the show notes page, pharmacyjoe.com/episode79. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.